This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news today that the Chinese economy is growing faster than expected. GDP there is now running at an annualized rate of 7.8%, fueled in part by easy credit. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So positive numbers out of Beijing today. What is pushing this kind of growth?
Well, there's a few things. There is a lot of credit made available early in the year from the central bank, but we're also seeing a reaction to a bunch of government stimulus efforts and increased demand from the U.S. and elsewhere, and that's showing the global economy has strengthened a little.
Chinese leaders are on the verge of holding a big meeting to rethink the Chinese economy yet again.
They are. In President Xi Jinping and his new government, they want to take an economy that's dependent on building big projects for growth and change that to one that's based on people buying things for economic growth. I spoke to Beijing economist Arthur Krober about this today, and he told me by the end of next year, it's likely that China's economy will be growing at less than 7%, which is a pretty big dip for China. And here's why he thinks it'll dip to that new low.
Because if you want to do these structural reforms, you will need to have credit growth slow much more because, you know, if there's easy money around and anyone can get a loan to do anything they want, then there's no pressure in the system for structural reform.
So, Rob, how will we know if Chinese authorities are serious about the big reforms then?
I asked Krober about this, and he told me that we'll know if reform is not happening if at this time next year China's economy is still chugging along at 7 or 8%, because that'll be a sign that the government's continuing to prop up GDP growth with a lot of wasteful investment, which has been the biggest problem with China's economy in the first place.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, David.